Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An atheist group threatens school districts in Arkansas over the use of the national motto, In God We Trust. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the atheist group, the American Atheist, founded by the late Madeline Murray O'Hare, has sent threatening letters to Arkansas school districts, all of them, because of a law that was passed, Act 911, and that's a new law that provides that all the school districts should display the national motto, In God We Trust, in the public schools as a patriotic and historic display. Now, Liberty Counsel has offered pro bono counsel and legal defense to the school districts in Arkansas. But Matt, you know, this issue of In God We Trust, this is a bridge that's been crossed many times. And there's been other atheist groups and ACLU groups that wanted to threaten suit or have sued over this. And none of them have been successful.
Well, no, listen, they hate Christianity. They hate our Christian founding. They hate the history of our Christian founding, that the vast majority of our founders were Christian men. They hate our national motto. They hate the Pledge of Allegiance. They've tried to take down all of these things. They've tried to secularize what is effectively not a theocracy, but a nation founded on the precepts of the Judeo-Christian tradition and the Christian Bible. They don't like that, so they're trying to undo it. This is the national motto. This is historic. It's related to government. It's related to history. It's not a church-state separation issue as they're trying to make it.
No, in fact, the national motto was adopted in America as our motto in 1954, but that term, In God We Trust, goes back much further than that in our history. It's on all of our currency. You know, these school children, these school administrators, staff, they have the national motto on campus every single day.
Yeah, I remember growing up in Florida.
Because they have it in their currency.
Yeah, I remember growing up in Florida. It was part of the Florida motto.
So the Florida motto, actually, Florida as a state has that as its motto long before it was the official motto of the United States. In the 1850s, Florida adopted it, and it's part of our state seal. So if you go look at the Florida state seal, it says, In God We Trust.
And our founders founded on godly principles, not on atheist principles.
Yeah, think about this for a minute. I would like to see, boy, wouldn't it be a show of principle if the American atheist literally put their money where their mouth is? Something tells me that when they get a bunch of greenbacks in the mail that say, In God We Trust, they're all too happy to go ahead and put that in their bank account.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so they're happy to take money that says, In God We Trust, on it and use it for their nefarious anti-Christian purposes. So a little bit of hypocrisy there, American atheists. Why don't you take all those In God We Trust dollar bills that offend you so much, send them to me. I could sure use them.
Yeah, you know.
Send them to Liberty Counsel.
Liberty Counsel can use them. Yeah,
that's
In God We Trust that you have to give away.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, could you just imagine our world without any churches in it, without any symbols of God? It would be horrendous. And so no one would want that kind of world. But it's just so sad because this organization that was founded by Madeline Murray O'Hare, she herself was a miserable woman. Fortunately, her son has come to Christ, has ministries, and is able to talk about her. But he really talks about how miserable she is. So you know that these people do this out of their own misery.
She actually was killed by some of her children.
Yeah.
Not Bill Murray. He became a Christian.
Right.
But some of the other children that were still not Christians, according to Bill, it looks like she was killed by them.
Mm.
Her body just disappeared. And, you know, back in the height of the Soviet Union, she wanted to defect to the Soviet Union.
Right.
She was the one who ultimately brought the case with little Bill Murray as the little plaintiff, as the young boy in school, to try to stop prayer in school. That went up to the United States Supreme Court. Little son, Bill Murray, became a Christian and is now a national evangelist, works on a lot of different kinds of issues, including persecuted Christians in the Middle East and elsewhere. But this American atheist, founded by Madeline Murray O'Hare, sent a letter to 260 superintendents across the state of Arkansas. According to Representative Jim Dotson, he is the primary sponsor of the legislation. He sponsored the legislation to have American history and heritage displayed throughout Arkansas, and after researching similar laws in several states, he modeled the law after Georgia's law. And in Arkansas, it requires that the schools post the national model in God We Trust, but it also requires that it be done with private funds so that there's no government funds used for this particular display of the national model. And again, Matt, there have been challenges throughout history. Mm-hmm. People have tried to file suit. I remember a case where the ACLU filed suit in the clerk's office in a Midwestern state because they posted the motto "In God We Trust" there, and they filed suit. They lost that. Every one of these cases challenging "In God We Trust" have failed. You know, as I mentioned, you know, Florida's had this as its state motto in the state seal. Actually, it was adopted in 1868 in Florida as part of the statewide seal and then adopted as the national motto in 1956. But it goes back into a much earlier time in history where it was used, "In God We Trust." It's part of who we are. It's not an establishment of religion. You have to ask yourself, has the national motto in our currency, which is everywhere, or in the state of Florida, has it established a religion or tended to establish a religion? Certainly, you would think that since 1868, it would have done that in Florida.
Right.
Or since 1956, it would have done that in the United States, and it's done neither.
The American atheists, they know they don't have a legal leg to stand on here. They're a paper tiger. This is an old, tried and true tactic, a bullying tactic that these anti-Christian extremist groups like American atheists, like the ACLU and others use. They just issue an empty threat that doesn't have any weight of law behind it or the Constitution, and just hope that people will cave. That's been their tactic. And unfortunately, a lot of individuals and school districts and municipalities over the years have caved. And that's why Liberty Counsel is so important, to educate and to defend in the courtrooms these organizations pro bono with the gifts and the funding provided by you, the listeners, and other people to fight back, because Liberty Counsel and the position, Matt, that you take and in the courts is supported by the Constitution, is supported by the law. Oftentimes, all it takes is educating these school districts and municipalities and others about the actual law and pointing out that these groups have no authority, have no power, right, and that it's an empty threat.
And we're here when these groups try to bully organizations or schools or who's ever on the other side. We're here to defend them and educate them with the truth.
So we sent a letter of support outlining the law and offering our free counsel and legal defense in the event that the American atheists try to move forward with a lawsuit. Certainly, I don't think that they have any grounds for that, because it's been upheld and challenges have been rejected regarding the national motto time and time again. It's these kinds of things that ultimately propelled me to go into religious liberty law and found Liberty Counsel in 1989. Two things, obviously, the sanctity of human life, and also year after year when nativity scenes would be challenged by groups like the ACLU, frustrated, thinking that you could only complain and you just sit there and watch the country go down the hill, ultimately moving into law from the ministry and founding Liberty Counsel. And you may feel frustrated because you see these kinds of things, may make your blood boil, may make you want to get involved and do something. Well, don't be frustrated, get involved, because you can make a difference. You might be not able to send the letter or be in these locations, but we can. And working together, you partnering with Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support, we can stand with these schools. We can right the wrongs. We can give the pro bono counsel and the right counsel and then the legal defense to stand for our religious freedom. So don't get frustrated. Get activated. Join with Liberty Counsel. We obviously need your prayers. We know that this is not just a physical battle that we're engaged in every day. It's a spiritual battle. We see it outplayed in the physical realm, but we also need your support. Things like this cost significant amount of resources to have attorneys of high caliber and staff to be able to come to the defense of these kinds of threats, not just against these groups such as the American Atheists, but Freedom From Religion Foundation and others as well. Standing together, we can advance, as our motto is and our mission is, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. We also are advocates for Israel. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to learn more about us. Get in touch with our various outreach, communications, emails, newsletters, and other avenues where you can make a difference. Also visit our resource page. And remember to support Liberty Counsel with your regular tax-exempt contributions at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.